Dawn Jackson Blattner joins us today. She wasn't able to join us last week. She was off doing stuff that she does, and folks were really disappointed. They were so sad that you weren't here, Dawn. We almost had to do crisis management for people.
Well, hey, I was also equally sad, but I was having a great time. I was in North Carolina, and I was doing a sweet potato tour, actually toured a bunch of sweet potato farms, like how sweet potatoes are grown, all sorts of facts about sweet potatoes. And who knew that North Carolina was the number one sweet potato grower? I didn't know, but I loved the trip. And hey, you know what? Remember, one of the most popular recipes you and I talked about, John, were the sweet potato fudge recipe.
Yep.
And so I actually eating so many sweet potato meals when I was on this trip for 4 days made me want to come home and make that fudge because it's delicious.
Dawn Jackson Blattner, the author, registered dietitian, and nutritionist. You can find her at DawnJacksonBlattner.com on Instagram. She's a DJ Blattner. She's been kind enough to give us some of her expertise on Thursdays at this time. I did want to talk to you about vitamin in particular, because I know you are interested in this topic as well, and I'm deficient in it, and I'm not alone. But I want to ask you about sweet potatoes for a second. Are those like one of the superfoods? I wonder if there is such a thing as superfoods, but is a sweet potato one of the healthiest things you can eat or not?
Yes, sweet potatoes are considered a orange, very good for you food. Now, superfoods is a controversial term. Uh-huh. However, I love it. I wrote a book called Superfood Swap. So I love the word. It's for me, it's sort of like, you know, a Superman. It's like, you know, it's a man with extra powers. So that's like foods. There are foods that have better for you nutrients than others. And sweet potatoes are up there. They've got a lot of fiber, 4 grams, which technically is more than a packet of oatmeal. Like if you're opening a packet of oatmeal, you know, hey, you think you're eating a lot of fiber? You are, but sweet potatoes have more. Vitamin A, which is great for like your skin, your vision. It has like 100% of your vitamin A. Vitamin C, which is, you know, for immune system. And then there's all sorts of electrolytes in there, like potassium and magnesium. So yeah, they're great. One of the things, though, I think that's tricky about sweet potatoes is that they take a long time to cook for people if they're baking them. But I say, hey, listen, if you have an air fryer, I love to do sweet potato in little chunks, and I call them sweet potato croutons. And I keep them in the fridge, and I put them on salads, and they're so delicious. And make your salad more filling because of all that fiber.
I'll tell you how we do sweet potatoes in my house, and Brenda and the boys will eat them baked, you know, and then eat it like a sweet potato, like a baked potato. For some reason, I don't like that. I don't eat them that way. But if you slice them into French thick fries,
yes,
and then just sprinkle a little seasoning on them and put them in the oven and bake them until they're soft, they are the most delicious French fries. I love that.
You know what? I love that for many reasons. But one is that you were open-minded to say, hey, you know what? I'm eating the sweet potato. I don't love it. Maybe I like it prepared in a different way. And that is true of so many vegetables out there that people are like, ew, I hate that. It's like, no, I bet you just never had it in a particular way that you enjoy. So like you not closing the door on sweet potatoes is like a very good lesson for all of us. I love that story.
I don't eat cooked broccoli. I love broccoli in a salad. I can't explain it. You know, I also, just speaking of superfoods, if they are or not, was reading a story the other day that spinach was first considered to be a superfood because a scientist in the late 1800s was calculating the amount of iron in foods, and he realized that a serving of iron had 3.5 grams, say, I know it was 3.5 units, grams maybe, of iron. But he accidentally wrote down 35. And so people thought, oh, my God, it's got, in fact, 10 times more iron than it actually does. And so the world then believed that spinach was this super iron source. It's one of the reasons Popeye was always eating spinach. And even though we now know that he was wrong, we also know it's a good food. And if you had to ask me to guess what would be like one of the just dang healthiest foods you can eat, I would have guessed spinach. What do you make of all that, Dawn?
Yes, I would give you a yes, yes, yes. That spinach actually the whole family of leafy greens. So whether you're talking about spinach, or you're talking about Swiss chard, or you're talking about kale, or you're talking about watercress, I mean, all of arugula, all of those leafy greens are incredible for you. And here's the coolest thing I think about, well, and let me just say, you're right about spinach is an iron source. It might not be as much as the original, findings, but it is an iron source. But anytime you have iron in plants, your body has a little bit of a tricky time dealing with it. So it's best to eat iron-rich foods from plants with a vitamin C source. So that's a lot of times when you see something like a spinach salad with strawberries on it, which is a very common thing, tastes good together, but those strawberries are vitamin C powerhouses that help unlock that iron that's within the spinach. So it's a really cool story about, spinach being good for you and the iron, but also all these leafy greens. Listen to this. You know how in the fall, like your trees, all the green leaves turn into like yellow and orange and red and all these beautiful colors? Well, that's because the green pigment in leaves is chlorophyll, and it masks all these crazy cool colors that are always in the leaves, but it's covered by this dark green. And that is the truth of all leafy greens. Why they are considered so good for you is that they are, yes, green when you look at them, but deep down under that green chlorophyll pigment is all of these crazy colors that you're eating, oranges and yellows and reds and everything when you're eating leafy greens. That is a powerhouse food group for sure.
I meant to mention this segment is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy meal company. John, please ask Dawn, is there such a thing as a white sweet potato?
Oh my gosh, I learned this. Yes, there actually is. There's all sorts of, I would not have known that, by the way, had I not attended this whole 4-day trip. White, purple, light orange, dark orange, there's like hundreds of varieties of sweet potatoes, but the one most popular that we see in the store are the orange, and they're usually a Covington is what they call it. So yes, it is, but you usually don't find them in grocery stores as much as the orange.
Yesterday, John, I made sweet potato fudge for my book club, and the ladies were amazed, and I took all the credit, says 763.
Yes, well, hey, you know what? Spread the good word, because if you don't know how to make this fudge, it's only two ingredients. It's a medium or largest sweet potato that you cook and get about 1 cup of mashed sweet potato from there, okay? And then all you do is you mix 1 cup of melted dark chocolate chips with that. Two ingredients you mix together and you turn it into a beautiful fudge. Now, I used to make them into round bites, but all of your listeners were like, girl, fudge should be in a square shape. And so I actually put that mixture in like a fudge pan and started making it in a square shape because your listeners are so smart.
So do you refrigerate it then to help it congeal a little bit?
Yes, that's really the trick here, is that the mouthfeel comes from the delicious sweet potato. The sweetness comes from sweet potato and a little bit from the dark chocolate. But the dark chocolate sets once it's cooled, and can accelerate that in the fridge.
So equal amounts of potato and dark chocolate chips?
Yep. 1 cup cooked mashed sweet potatoes, and then the 1 cup of dark chocolate chips that you melt.
Can you ask Dawn about delicata squash?
Oh my gosh. Listen, this is amazing. Squash, I mean, John, this is the season of squash. It is so good for you. And delicata squash is the coolest because you know why? The skin does not have to be removed. You know how sometimes it can be sort of a hassle if you don't buy it already peeled for you, to take off the skin of these thick winter squashes. But the delicata squash, you can actually eat the skin after it's cooked. And so you can leave it on. It makes it super easy. We love it. It's one of the best things. You can have it hot, like with your dinner, or you can even have it cooled, like chopped up and put in a salad. So delicious.
John Williams, Dawn always says we should eat cups of fruit and vegetables, but I've got a problem understanding cups of fruit. If I'm going to eat an apple, is that a cup of fruit?
Ah, very good. So the rule of thumb is 3 cups of vegetables every day, 2 cups of fruits every day. And then when it comes to fruit, you're looking for a piece is usually equivalent to 1 cup. So you're looking for an apple that's about the size of a cup. So if you have a ginormous apple, maybe that counts as 1 or 1.5 cups. But in general, 1 piece of fruit is about 1 cup.
And you don't mean one slice, you mean one whole apple. 1 apple equals 1 cup.
Yes. Yep,
is low sodium V8 a vegetable source?
Ooh, this is tricky. So yes, I would count low, and I like that the word low sodium is in there because that's key. Low sodium does count as a vegetable, but I do not have people count it for more than one out of their three because of the lower in fiber nature of a juice rather than eating the whole thing. But I'll tell you, anytime you cook tomatoes, whether that's cooked canned tomatoes or like a cooked low sodium V8, it's actually a lot of lycopene, this compound in there that's very good for our heart, our arteries. And so I count it, but only for one out of the three.
Now, this may have something to do with your social media. Hey, John, my biggest laugh of the day, picturing those kids' faces when they got the prunes from Don Jackson Blattner. Oh, well, that would be, we talked about this before Halloween, and you one year handed out, did you hand out prunes, did you say?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And actually, I beat myself up after the call. That's how I left it with you right before Halloween. I was like, oh, my gosh, people are going to roll their eyes at me on that. But, yes, okay, listen, I admit it. One year, there were individually wrapped prunes. I tried it. The neighborhood kids did not like it as much as I had hoped. However,
okay, fine.
I have also done, this year, actually, you know what I did? Little bags of popcorn, which is naturally a whole grain. So I think popcorn is a great thing. So I redeemed myself with popcorn. And then a couple of years I did toys. And then one year I did Play-Doh, which ended up all over my house. So I don't recommend giving out Play-Doh either.
Halloween is the hardest holiday for you, isn't it?
Well, it's tricky. For me, it is tricky because I love dressing up. Candy is great in moderation, but the key is you just get so much of it and it lingers around for so long that it tends to be, it's not just like a one day thing. Let's just eat all the candy and be done. The lingering is my problem.
Yeah, right. And you don't want to be part of that. So you're giving them alternatives when they come to your door. Probably fewer kids over the years as the time goes on.
Yep, I'm pretty sure you're right on that.
Don Jackson Blattner, dietitian, nutritionist, author, game show winner, flexitarian. You find her at donjacksonblattner.com. On Insta, DJ Blattner. Hey, Don, three quick questions for you. Ready?
Yep.
I boil sweet potatoes. Do they lose the vitamins when I do this?
No. Boiling is A-okay.
John, does Don prefer sweet potatoes versus yams?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so we learned about this, too, that they are actually sometimes the same. That in the U.S., a lot of times grocery stores will call something a yam, but it's actually a sweet potato. So I like them both, but some grocery stores might accidentally be calling the same sweet potato a different name.
But if I'm trying to eat healthy, you think it's a push? One's as good as the other?
Yes, one's as good as the other.
Okay to add walnuts to that sweet potato chocolate fudge. What do you think about sticking some walnuts in there?
Oh, my gosh, I love them. And you know, walnuts look like little brains because they really are super good for your brain. They have omega-3 fatty acids that are the plant-based form. And so really good for you. Yeah, I love that idea.
Why are you thinking about vitamin D this week?
Oh, well, okay, so here's the scoop. Me, I was at a party, okay, and not only do I like to challenge people to wall sits at parties, so you know I'm a blast to be a guest at your house.
Wait, but you challenge people to what?
To do wall sits.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this before where you sit without a chair against a wall.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if that doesn't say party, I don't know what
Well,
does.
This is coming from the woman who hands out prunes at Halloween,
right.
So...
To be fair, only one year, you guys. Okay. So anyway, party. And I overheard a friend saying, oh, my gosh, I'm so surprised. I got my blood work back and I'm low in vitamin D. And I thought to myself, well, why should she be surprised? It's one of the top deficiencies that we have. It's actually pretty hard to get vitamin D in food. And because we don't get very much sunshine or wear SPF and, you know, lots of clothes when there's, we don't make that much vitamin D anymore. And then I thought, oh my gosh, John, I think we need to talk about, there's four nutrients. Vitamin D is one of them that we just don't get enough of that we really need to pay attention to in our diet. So vitamin D being one, and why it's important is yes, for calcium absorption and your bone health, which I think a lot of people know, but also vitamin D plays a role in your immune health. And you know, like I said, we don't get that much sun. So we're not making that much. So food sources of vitamin D would be like fatty fish, like sardines or salmon, Fortified foods, like if you have like fortified milk, or some people drink like fortified orange juice, egg yolks have some. You can buy some mushrooms in the store, but it has to say on the label like UV fortified mushroom. That's about it. So that's why a lot of times people are low in vitamin D, because it's hard to get it. There's not that many foods. But if you can eat some of those vitamin D foods, that's great. And if your doctor tells you you're low, talk to them about a supplement of vitamin D. A lot of people need it.
Fortified,
now, that's vitamin D.
Fortified milk, does that,
yeah.
Do you care if it's skim, 1%, 2%, stuff like that?
I usually encourage people to do the 2% in the middle of both yogurt and milk. Now, yogurt usually doesn't have the vitamin D, but of dairy, usually that middle ground of low fat is what I encourage people to do.
Vitamin D. More questions for Dawn Jackson Blattner. Is there healthier type of canned vegetables?
Oh, well, okay. So listen to this. A lot of times canned vegetables add salt for flavor, okay? But you don't need salt to preserve them, because canning is the preserving agent here. So getting the no salt canned vegetables is the top most important thing you can do when you're getting canned vegetables. Now, when you have vegetables that are canned, other than like tomatoes, which actually increase in their lycopene and nutrition, most canned vegetables, because it's such high heat, they lose some of their B vitamins, some of their vitamin C. So they may not be quite as nutritious as frozen or fresh. However, listen, 9 out of 10 people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. So even if canned is what you like, that counts. But I do encourage people to get the no sodium and to eat more of like the frozen or the fresh when they can.
Hey, John, I swapped my store-bought refrigerated salad dressing, Marzetti's, on my daily salad with Dawn Jackson Blattner's Easy Caesar Dressing Recipe. Yum. Thank you, Dawn. What's the recipe, Dawn?
Oh, my gosh. Let's look it up. Well, here's what I do know. When I go to my website, let's see if we can come. First, you got to learn how to spell Caesar right to look it up. So, okay, C-A-E-S-A-R.
Yes.
So here's the big trick for me, is that I started learning that I love creamy dressings, but I wanted to get a little more protein in my life. And so when you do Greek yogurt as the base, this is a great way to get creamy but also protein. So this Greek yogurt Caesar dressing starts with Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup. And then I put 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. I put 2 tablespoons of shredded Parmesan cheese. Mm. I put 1 tablespoon of olive oil. And then I do 1 teaspoon of mustard, a clove of garlic, and salt and pepper. It's very, very basic. It's sort of like, what's interesting is you could do it like this. You could learn the recipe by going 4-3-2-1, because it's 4 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. And then your flavoring is mustard, garlic, and salt and pepper. So anyway, I love the dressing. It's tart. I mean, if you like a Caesar dressing,
right,
it's basically what it is, except for I don't put anchovies in there, and it's not mayonnaise-based.
Dawn Jackson Blattner at DawnJacksonBlattner.com and DJ Blattner on Instagram. I'm not going to be here next Thursday. Wendy's going to fill in. You and she will have a great conversation. I'll give her some of the questions which have come in today that we don't have time to get to, but we always like it when you make time for us, Dawn.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.